Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to today's TSF1 Greece podcast with Alex and Panos. Hello, Panos.
Hello, Alex. 2024 season.
Will you really? Yeah, because I have a new season as well. Anyway, so we thought we will make it a bit more like a friendly, cozy type of podcast rather than something that is a radio production. By no means is it professional, but hey, we're doing our best. How hard can it be? As one very, very famous person always loved to say. So, regarding the podcast, Pano, will you keep the Panos name or will you do something a bit more international or keep it like the original Panagiotis?
Panos, English version. Panos. My English version of Panos is Panos.
Okay, my English very good.
Okay. My English very good.
So, today will be something more like a, could we say, an introduction to the
2024 season.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To some of you, because we are recording this at it's March 1st today, mm-hmm. and this will be airing on the 3rd, so on Sunday. But we know we already had the prologue and we actively have the race happening in Qatar, the Qatar 1,812 kilometers, not the 1,812 kilometers of Qatar, but anyway. I made that thing long enough in the Greek version, so I'm not gonna stick to it here. But we thought, let's do an intro and then discuss like the whole Qatar racing, both for the prologue and the main race, right?
Exactly.
So, can I start? Can we just swap places? So, may I start with the calendar this time?
Mm-hmm. But you must not forget about the number of entries were capped at 37 cars due to the garage limitations at Imola and the Circuit of the Americas. As we said, Alex, in Greek, I told you not to forget about it.
Yes, I haven't even gotten there to the category.
Okay.
But anyway, so I think it's interesting to say that WEC is like took on such popularity that we have so many entries that they literally run out of space at two venues.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep that in mind. I think it's going to be a very, very good season. So let's begin with the calendar. So as we said, back on the 26th and 27th of March, basically this week, we had
February.
The prologue racing, and as we speak, March 1st, and tomorrow on March the 2nd, we have the Qatar 1812 kilometers. Okay, interesting name, not gonna focus on that. It takes place on the Losail International Circuit, and then the next race following it will be in April. It's the 6 hours of Imola, taking place at Imola Circuit, of course. Followed on the 11th of May with 6 hours of Spa-Francorchamps. That's like the best version of French you will get here. The fourth round will be taking place in the famous Circuit de la Sarthe. Basically, it's at Le Mans and it's the 24 hours of Le Mans. But no, I hope you're entertained, my dear. So, the fifth round would be the 6 hours of Sao Paulo at Interlagos Circuit on the 14th of July. Sorry, I forgot to mention, Le Mans happens between 15th and 16th of June. Then, middle of July, we travel to Sao Paulo. Following that, on September 1st, we move to the famous Circuit of the Americas in Austin for the Lone Star Le Mans. Interesting name by the Americans there. That would be the sixth round. The round seven, we move then again towards the east, the far east, so to say, to the land of the rising sun at Fuji Speedway in Japan for the 6 hours of Fuji on September 15th. And finally, we will move back to where we began in the Middle East for the 8 hours of Bahrain at Bahrain International Circuit in Sharjah on November the 2nd. Panos is probably already laughing because we the name of the country, it's Bahrain in English, but we have like a very heavy accent in Greek, it's Bahrain, so it sounds a bit funny to us.
Okay. I think
it's in, don't think, just tell us about the categories. We have one left this year, so enlighten us.
So this year we only have the hypercar class and the LMGT3 class.
What classes we have?
We have so many new entries. We have so many new names coming back from the failed attempt to get in the Formula One and be successful.
Can I just leave a comment here? If you got the chance to try Formula One.
Of course, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
That's more towards the people who make fun. Oh, you cannot race in Formula One, so you settle for WEC.
Yep. No, WEC is a very interesting.
Yes, try to reach Formula One once
and, exactly.
And discuss about being successful or not. But anyway, so.
Anyway, so we have Cadillac Racing with a Cadillac V-Series R with a 5.5-liter V8 engine with a number 2. We have Porsche Penske Motorsport with a Porsche 963 with a 4.6 V8 turbo engine with number 5 and number 6. Moving on, we have Toyota Gazoo Racing, the champions back in 2023, with the famous Toyota GR010 hybrid with a 3.5 turbo V6 engine with numbers 7 and 8. Moving on, new entry. Isotta Francini.
Francini?
It's Frasnini. It's Frasnini.
It's Frasnini.
Frasini.
Anyway, Isotta.
Isotta Frasini Tipo is the car. Is the name of the car with a 3-liter turbo V6 engine with number 11. Moving on, we have Hertz Team Jota, with Porsche 963 with a 4.6 turbo V8 once again with numbers 12 and 38. New entry, once again, BMW M Team WRT with a BMW M Hybrid V8. Okay, very interesting name.
An amazing sounding V8.
Four liter V8, as Alex said, with numbers, with a double entry, number 15 and number 20. Moving on, another one, new entry, Alpine Endurance Team with the Alpine A424 with a 3.4 turbo V6 with the numbers 35 and 36. Moving on to the Ferrari teams, we have Ferrari AF Corse and AF Corse with the famous Ferrari 499P with a 3-liter turbo V6 with numbers 50 and 51 for Ferrari AF Corse and 83 for AF Corse. Sticking with the Italians, we have Lamborghini Iron Lynx, new entry, with the Lamborghini SC63 with a, let me say Alex, sexy 3.8 turbo V8 with number 63. Moving on to France, we have Peugeot Total Energies with a Peugeot 9X8. A 2.6 turbo V6 with numbers 93 and 94. And closing, we have a Proton Competition with a Porsche 963. Once again, a 4.6 liter V8 turbo engine with number 99.
Yeah.
I think Alex can tell us about the amazing, interesting, I don't know what else to say, LMGT3 entries for 2024.
Yes. I mean, we will just go through the list and you will understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Heart of Racing Team, yes, that's a name, an American team, races with an Aston Martin Vantage AMR GT3 Evo. They could add like another 5-6 words to that. Powered by the usual 4-liter twin turbo V8, racing with number 27. Then we have again Team WRT, this time with a BMW M4 GT3, an amazing sounding 3-liter turbo inline 6 engine for BMW with numbers 31 and 46. Then we move on to the magnificent looking Vista AF Corsa team, which races with two Ferrari 296 GT3s, powered by the well-known Piccolo V12, as by the road car, the 3-liter turbo V6, with the numbers 54 and 55. Then United Autosports from the United Kingdom comes to race with the McLaren 720S GT3 Evo, powered by a McLaren 4-liter twin-turbo V8, numbers 59 and 95 here. Did you see what they did with the numbers? You didn't, you just laugh. Okay, anyway. So, Iron Lynx and Iron Dames, respectively, race with a Lamborghini Huracan GT3 Evo 2 with numbers 60 and 85. As said, Iron Lynx 60, Iron Dames 85. Then we start with something a bit weird, and you will understand what I mean. So we have Proton Competition, a German team, racing with the Ford Mustang GT3 with an amazing sounding Ford Coyote 5.4 liter V8 engine, number 77 and 88. Then we have the French Akkodis ASP team racing with a Japanese car, the Lexus RCF GT3. I didn't even know that they made a racing version of this until now, powered by the usually amazing sounding Lexus 5-liter V8, number 78 and 87. Then we have TF Sport, again a British team, racing with a Chevrolet Corvette Z06 GT3R, sounding amazing with a 5.5-liter V8, numbers 81 and 82 respectively. Then we move to the teams that previously Panos butchered. We have from Germany Mante AMA racing with a Porsche 911 GT3R, the 992 generation car with the amazing 4.2 liter flat 6, number 91, and the Mante Pure Racing again with a 992 GT3R, this time with the number 92. And finally we have the Station Racing, I never can get their name right. The Japanese team racing with an Aston Martin Vantage AMR GT3 Evo, again, number 777. Those are the entries. I mean, it's kind of weird. A Japanese team races a British car, a British team races an American car, and a German team, again, an American car, and the French race a Lexus. The Italians stick to Italy, United sticks to McLaren, but you get the point. Team WRT, despite driving German cars, they are from Belgium, but, you know, okay, it's close. So, what do you think we can expect this season?
As I said in Greek, we also have Valentino Rossi, who came from GT World Cup, World Series. He knows how to drive a GT3 car. We have Lexus, Ford, Lamborghini, McLaren, BMW. We have so many new teams, new entries. Anything can happen. As we saw in FP2, McLaren took first place. Okay, Chevrolet took the qualifying session, but it's 6 hours. No one can underestimate anyone.
Not easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. We have to see the how good the engine can hold up to 6 hours straight.
Yes, because like
the reliability of the cars. I'm sorry, I was looking for the world. The reliability of the cars. Okay, so we have many new teams, many new names, BMW, but we have to discuss and keep in mind that yes, okay, it's open, anyone can get in, as we saw this year, but who can stay till the end of the season? From not only from the economic perspective,
the reliability perspective as well.
The reliability perspective is much more interesting for me. I think
we shall see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, as we said, we won't make this one too much of a long one. Panos already had a very long day today. He's basically
dead.
The only thing that functions is his breath and his heart rate, because that functions passively. So, as we said, we hope to make it till next Sunday for the complete coverage of everything that will take place in Qatar, both the prologue and the main race. That's happening by the time you hear this podcast. So I think we could say thank you for joining us again. Hopefully we will have you along for the whole season, and we look forward to seeing you in the next weekend for everything that happens in Qatar. Till then, from both me and Panos, have a good one. Bye.